So you are saying there are plans to revive school football?
There are plans to recommence. I will not say revive,
Yeah.
but there are plans to say let's go back to schools and let's ensure that we have a league. Because when we took from those who had given right to run previously, it was one, they were not including women. Two, it was not a league, it was a tournament.
Tournament,
People
yeah.
were just coming in, it was competitions, and majority of schools were not involved. I'm from a township there, and I was very much motivated. I was there over the weekend when people came and they were telling me that no, schools are now play. What we used to have, that school A will play with school B locally, that is happening. So it's just for SAFA to get into that space and say we have KwaMatsepe, and that KwaMatsepe will now then promote to Super League. The Super League will be established with two schools per province. Former model school, Model C school, and the current winners of KwaMatsepe will form that 18 league. It will relegate and promote. That's what we want to see. And then we'll also have the women edition of schools. So it's something which we are working on, and we think we are on the right track.
When you talk about that, development is very critical. Whatever that happens at that level will eventually determine how far the national team gets to progress on the international stage. So development and coach education are very, very important. I'm just thinking now in the instance of Germany, when they had to revive the whole program of football development in the country. They went around the country, they established fields around the country, and every field was actually assigned to one qualified coach who would develop those children under a particular philosophy. Now, what is your stance when it comes to that? If you are going to revive schools football, but the philosophy that the football playing philosophy at all these schools becomes contradictory, conflicting coaching methodologies and everything, it could turn out to become detrimental to the development of players and actually defeat the whole purpose.
Look, that's where we are saying that coaches needs to be trained. When we are saying development, we're not just talking about kids playing.
Yeah.
Are they playing right? Are they catered right? Do they eat the right food? And are they taught about what we believe as a country is our methodology? And our coaching department has also targeted educators. We've targeted different people from different spheres to say this is where we want to go as a country.
Yeah.
Of course, the question of facilities then speaks to the government. We are engaging with Department of Sports and Department of Basic Education to say here we are, this is the program now.
Yeah.
For us to open doors, as far as we are saying, we need participation, we need mass participation, we also need facilities. Certainly, in our black communities, you have seen some of the facilities they put shacks on the
Yeah.
sports fields. So we need the government, which understand that as far as we want women settlement, we also want the kids to be active.
Yeah.
So we'll engage them to that direction.
Yeah.
I was in Morocco. You know, in Morocco,
Mm.
they've made, unlike the parks which we make in the South Africa, so that nice concept there in Morocco. In the corner, there are different sporting facilities. They are not fenced. It's just your football field, your basketball, all. So kids, every time they want to play, they just get in there and play and go.
Yeah.
So we need that.
Yeah.
But we need to work together with the country, the
Yeah.
citizens,
Yeah.
because you see, the other thing is, we should criticize the government, but where the government has put facilities and we leave them to be destroyed by us as communities, also we need to condemn those actions because we are depriving these kids the right to play sports. And for us as football, we are saying, let's take them from schools. When they get out of schools, they go to the local football association because we have under 17s, under 15s, under what leagues.
Yeah.
They need to start to play because, you know, football is a very simple sport. It just needs coordination and direction.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't organize these kids, they either play your street soccer, they play all this, but it shows the love of this game.
Yeah.
So for us is we need now to make sure that it's in a coordinated way.
Yeah. Surely your coach education should be judged on the quality that it produces. SAFA is able to brag that they have produced thousands of coaches who have gone through the SAFA coaching structures. But how many of those coaches are successful coaches at professional level? Would you say that the coaching education has been beneficial, has been effective, has been producing good quality?
Look, of course, each and everything you speak about has its own pros and cons.
Yeah.
But for me, it will be unfair to measure our coaches only with the 16 teams or 32 teams in the profession.
Yeah.
Because we have, for instance, our national teams. Who's coaching the national teams? Do we also ask ourselves that question?
Mm.
We have all women team coaches coached by female former players who are SAFA graduate.
Yeah.
What are the results? Good results.
Yeah.
Coach Desiree is doing well. Coach Shorty is doing well. Coach Mott, all of them, they are doing well.
Mm.
Women's League and Sasol League, who's coaching them?
Mm.
Graduate of this program.
Yeah.
And also professional teams.
Mm.
Pizzo Msimani speaks highly of how SAFA empowered him through these courses.
Mm.
Steve Compella, the same way. Majority of the coaches have gone through these courses.
Mm.
But the question is, yes, with the mass you start with your introductory.
Mm.
And passion, passion is something you cannot inject on someone and it goes. Passion needs to be within someone.
Sure.
Others do introductory for their own reason that I want to coach just there and stop there.
Mm.
But there are those who graduate and even go to A license. That's why you have seen TEF now. It's you can't sit on the bench if you don't have certain qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
And who's running those qualifications in South Africa is us as
well. Yeah.
So I will say it is a success.
Mm.
Of course, it needs to be penal beaten here and there.
Mm.
But also, the participants need to have passion because you can't inject passion in someone.
Yeah. The South African Football Coaches Association, SAFCA, has been talking a lot about the coach education and even developing what they say is a South African-born coaching methodology, which they say was used at the Transnet School of Excellence at the time when it was still successful, the ASPAC Dawana, and it proved to be very, very successful. Are you working with SAFCA perhaps to try and overhaul the world coaching education program?
SAFCA is our associate member,
mm-hmm.
and they contribute. It's just like if you look at our technical committee.
Yeah.
The president of SAFCA sits there.
Yeah.
And Sudesh is deputy. They all sit there.
Yeah.
And of course, they are busy now to say this is where
that's
we
Greg,
want to.
Yeah.
Yes, Greg Marshall. He sits in that technical committee.
Mm.
And this is where they say they will present that document to us and we'll check it and the NEC will approve it.